Hey y'all, before the episode gets started, I just wanted to let you all know it's March and I uploaded an episode, so kudos to me. Y'all know it's my birthday month, so happy birthday to me. This episode is actually going up on my birthday. So on my birthday, I'm working and I deserve, I'm just saying. Anywho, happy birthday to me. Long time no hear. I miss you guys. Hopefully I can get back in the swing of things soon, but if not, you know, follow me on Instagram because I am showing up and showing out over there. All the links are below or in the show notes. On this episode, I speak for a few minutes and then I call someone. She doesn't answer, but then she calls back. So the episode is an hour and some change long, but once you hear my voice stop and then you hear an ad or something, continue to listen because the real drama starts after that. That's what I'll say. What's up, everyone? You're listening to Sincerely Angie Podcast, and I'm your host, Angie. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to my little gumbo pot. Please be sure to rate and subscribe wherever available, and don't forget that you can download any of your favorite episodes for offline listening. You can always find any information needed on today's episode in the show notes. And for further info, such as social media handles like Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, you can visit sincerelyangiem.com. Hey everybody, it's Angie. Welcome back. Long time no hear. But guess what? Here we are. Today's episode is Dear Reaction. And I'm just going to get on here really quickly to give my 2 cents or my dollar bill on what happened at the 2022 Oscars award show, the situation with Chris Rock / Will Smith. I posted today on my social media 4 points that I thought was kind of like the unpopular opinion. The first one was that violence is never okay, and why is your first thought to smack somebody or hit somebody? The second thing was, you're at a show where someone is going to roast people, and because you don't like what was said, you get up and hit someone. Another thing is that I don't know if Chris Rock may or may not have known about the alopecia. Jokes are jokes, and they've been told since the beginning of time. You don't react with the physical. You either tell another joke. Considering Will Smith came from that background, why wouldn't you just tell another joke or pull him to the side as a man? People are saying, you know, I would want my husband to defend me. What if Chris Rock was another dude on the street and he had a gun? So you want your husband to punch somebody who then in turn shoots somebody? Which one is right? Which one is wrong? No, you cannot tell people how to react, but you also cannot react with violence and not expect violence to come upon you. That situation, I think, was emotionally charged. I think that Will Smith was under the pressure of being ridiculed for the August Alsina situation, and he saw an opportunity, and not actually saw the opportunity, but this happened and it was kind of like a trigger, like, I'm not about to let y'all play me again. So that's what he did. And then the last thing I said was, how do you hit somebody and walk away and don't even worry about if they're about to come back at you? Like, he legit smacked the dude and then turned around and didn't look back. Like, that is wild to me when people do that. It's like, I know you're not going to come behind me and do nothing, and I don't even care to look back to see what you're going to do. So those were my initial thoughts that I posted on Instagram today. Today is Monday. This happened on Sunday night. So just to kind of dive just a little bit deeper into those things, I hear so many people saying, as a wife, you wouldn't understand, or as a husband, you wouldn't understand. If you have a significant other, somebody you love and you care about, if somebody did something that hurt their feelings, yes, you would step in. But is violence the first thing you do? Like, the first thing you do is choose to hit somebody? So if somebody walked up to you and said, I don't like your skin, you got bad skin, you're gonna haul off and hit the person? Like, what does your skin have to do with their life though? How is that affecting it? You take that and roll with it. Like, for me, coming from someone who I could care less what anybody has to say about me, if somebody were to talk about one of my nieces or my siblings or one of my family members, I still would not, the first response would not be for me to haul off and hit them. Now, granted, as a woman talking to a man, and this is just a scenario, when I talk to men sometimes, it's like talking to a brick wall. And I want to physically punch him in the face to make him get it. But I would never do that because that's not in my character. And what would that temporary satisfaction get me? That would be, I allowed you to take me off of my peaceful journey, or I allowed you to get me off of my pedestal that I have placed myself up on, and I've stooped down to your level by me hitting you. What would that do? I don't get it. I don't get it. And people are making it about Chris was right and Will was wrong. Will was right and Chris was wrong. Okay, how can I say this? Will reacted off of emotions. Was that right? In the moment, he felt that it was right. Chris was telling a joke in a setting that roasting is a thing. That's what happens when you are at the Grammys, at the Oscars, at the Emmys. Somebody is going to get roasted, especially if you're on the front row. Somebody's going to get roasted. So everybody who Chris Rock talked about, if I said Chris Brown earlier on, my apologies. But everybody who Chris Rock talked about, they had the right to go up there and hit him. Is that what y'all are saying? Don't we tell our kids and the youngsters that, keep your hands to yourself, don't put your hands on nobody. You tell men don't hit women. Women say, okay, defend black women, defend women, defend women. But you want your man to go off and hit and fight everybody who says something bad about you? What does that say about society? Like, what is going on? I don't understand it. So I had someone called me today and he told me he stands with Will. Like, he was like, I understand where Will coming from. He was like, I stand beside him. Like, he did what he had to do in that moment. And so I had the same sentiments. I'm like, so if somebody talked about your wife's hair color or her length or whatever the case may be, and that person may or may not know that you have alopecia, you would have tapped him on his shoulder and was like, say, bruh, lay up off my wife if you don't know what she got going on. And that's a B move anyways for you to be talking about a woman's hair. And he was like, you're right, yeah, but I understand what Will did. Okay, I can get what Will did. I understand what he did. Do I agree with it? Hell no. Because number one, if somebody talks about anybody who I am with, whether, and based on the video, Will kind of chuckled, Jada kind of chuckled, then she got serious, like, oh, here we go. And then Will saw his wife's reaction, and then that's when he got up and did what he did. I totally get it. Would I do that? No, and I would not want my man to do that because you don't know what can come from that. And at the end of the day, if you're trying to protect somebody, don't you want to be around to protect them? Or would you want to lay your life on the line over a few words that were said? No physical harm was done, maybe a little mental, emotional harm, but you want to start that chain of events? Like, if it's not something that you can just allow to roll off your back, why would you do that? So my best friend, she said that she thought that it was stupid. Like the whole conversation was stupid and that she disagreed with what I said about the you're at a comedy show or you're at a award show, so you should not have done that. You should not have reacted in violence and that shouldn't have been a first choice. So I'm gonna call her and see if she feels like talking so that she can give her two cents and we're gonna see what happens. Let's see. Okay, let me try calling a different way. Hold on. I'm recording. Okay, so she didn't answer, but let me read to you her comments that she posted a video from Amanda Seals and she said, this is my best friend saying, this is so dumb to me, but I bet he know now. Amanda Seals was saying that, maybe Chris Rock did not know that she had alopecia. So I said, oh, I gotta hear your perspective. What's dumb, not knowing or? And she said, oh, child, the whole idea at an award show, not a comedy show, that show attendees have to accept that they may be talked about because it's what comedians do. That ignorance is an excuse. Since when? Question mark, question mark. And all the Dr. Phil's coming out the woodworks. There may have been a lot going on with Will, or it could simply be that he was defending his wife in a way that he saw fit at that moment. I think there are a lot of duck ass men and a lot of single unprotected women. that can't fathom a man actually defending, protecting, and standing up for her right there in a moment. So they shocked. Ridiculing Will, but Chris gets a pass, is dumb to me. All of that, those are a lot of the sentiments that I have been seeing online. I don't think that anybody is giving Chris Rock a pass. I think that everybody is doing the same thing that was done in the past when you were playing the dozens, which is, you know, when you ribbing somebody, you're talking about them, they talk about you back. Somebody would get mad and a fight would ensue, but that was when we were kids. As adults, you're supposed to be able to control your emotions to not just result to violence. That's at the end of the day, that's what it is for me. Why is violence the first answer? Like, that is just such an impulsive move. Like, how is that something that's what you resort to? That would be out of character for me. You would have to really get me to a point where I feel like I want to punch somebody. And that has happened. But I practice restraint because I'm not even a physical or violent person. I haven't had fights in my adult years. When I had fights, it was because I was fighting in defense of someone else, meaning if my sister got into a fight, then I got into a fight because I had to fight. She was my sister, but not because I wanted to, because that's just not who I am. I don't feel like, okay, you said something I don't like, so I got to punch you. It doesn't make sense to me. Well, since everything has happened, Will came out and apologized, and he said that it was out of character. Let me see if I can find it so that I can read his apology. So he said, "Violence in all of its forms is poisonous and destructive. My behavior at last night's Academy Awards was unacceptable and inexcusable. Jokes at my expense are a part of the job, but a joke at Jada's medical condition was too much for me to bear, and I reacted emotionally. I would like to publicly apologize to you, Chris. I was out of line and I was wrong. I was embarrassed and my actions were not indicative of the man I want to be. There is no place for violence in a world of love and kindness." And then he goes on to apologize to the Academy, the producers, the attendees, and everybody watching, King Richard family, the Williams family, blah, blah, blah. He says, he ends it by saying that he is a work in progress and sincerely Will. So with that being said, he recognized that what he did was impulsive and out of character for him, and he's a work in progress, as which we all are. None of us can sit here and judge another person, but we can have a conversation. And I think that the conversation starts with, is violence necessary when your feelings are hurt? I don't think so. So a temporary emotional moment has caused you now to react in a physical manner that could have resorted or resulted in you being arrested, now doing jail time, and or having to pay a fine and spend money. Like, was all of that worth it? Now you got to go back and forth to court. But luckily, Chris is not pressing charges. The Academy is supposedly looking into the ordeal, and they're going to move forward. A lot of people were saying that, you know, the physical altercation was a part of some sort of a rule for FCC. And I think it's the Federal Communications. Don't make me lie. But anywho, so what if Will is not allowed to keep the only Oscar that he's ever gotten? All because he wanted to react off of his emotions. I think the bigger picture, as I have said before, is to be in control of your emotions. You are allowed to have feelings and you're allowed to feel your feelings, but it is not okay for you to put your hands on somebody else because your feelings are hurt. Is it their fault that there's a emotional trigger that was triggered? It's not their fault. Again, he understands it from a comedic standpoint, not saying that it was right. If Chris Rock did know or he did not know, it was not right. But how many times have people been to award shows and someone has clowned them and the night went on just fine? But Will had time to walk up on a stage, smack him, turn around and walk around as if nothing had ever happened, sit back down and then tell him to keep his wife's name out of his mouth, which he could have said in the first place. Keep my wife's name out your mouth. And say, bro, see me after this segment. That's all had to be done. So now the first time you win an Oscar is tainted because of this scenario. I don't know. I'm just not here for the violence. That's my standpoint on it. Keep your hands to yourself. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. And those are my two cents. Hey, to all of my online shoppers or anyone looking to rack up some extra bucks, Rakuten, formerly Ebates, is the place for you. If you're shopping online, why not get cash back in the process? And if you're looking to make money on the side, all you have to do is refer a friend. When they spend their very first $25, they'll get $10 free and you'll get paid for referring them. Who doesn't like free money? You can get paid with a big fat check or you can get paid through PayPal. You can find a link to get started in the show notes, or you can always visit sincerelyangiem.com under the promo tab. Happy shopping, and let's start racking. All right, y'all. Press pause on the, that was the end of my commentary, because somebody called back. So now we're about to get her two cents on the scenario. Now, I read your DM because you didn't answer. So I was like, well, let me read her DM, what she said. So this is Anitra May. We were on She Say, She Say together. So if you listen to that, then you know she's opinionated. So Anitra May, what are your thoughts on Will Smith and Chris Rock?
So first, I'm going to say that just from the situation at hand, not reading into anything extra, any other things that Will may have had going on, from what I saw, okay, I saw a man who was defending his wife, not his girlfriend, not his boo, not just some woman that he knows, his wife, the mother of his children. If anybody paid attention, when the camera panned in on Jada, you could see the look on her face when Chris Rock said what he said. She was not happy. She was not thrilled. She seemed hurt, right? Just from looking at it. Regardless if anybody agrees with how Will handled the situation in that very moment, he did what he felt like was the right thing to do by defending his wife right then and there in the moment.
Now, Chris Rock, excuse me for 1 second. Chris Rock said we got G.I. Jane in the house. Is that not what he said? Or did he elaborate on that? Like, did he do, he only said G.I. Jane, and that's because of the buzz cut, like the little cut, right?
Right. He said something, Jada, G.I. Jane, part two, whatever.
Right. Right. Okay.
So, I've seen people comment and say, oh, he could have just pulled him to the side, or as a black man, he shouldn't have did that, he shouldn't have did this. That whole narrative pisses me off as well, just period, because I hate the idea that we are really in 2022 still painting the picture that we have to somehow fit into some bubble that white folks, or better yet, not even white people, that black people have put us in because they care so much what other people think. I think that disrespect, and that's however people handle things in different ways, in their own ways, but I think that disrespect needs to be met with disrespect. I don't have to be, if you are disrespectful to me, somehow I have to, in my mind, think rationally and then think, okay, let me figure out a way to be respectable to this person to handle the situation. Then I have to say, okay, I can pull him to the side or I'll talk to him later. Nah, you disrespected my wife in public on this stage. I'ma handle your ass in public on this stage. Like, where? I don't understand. I feel like there are so many unprotected women and so many men who are cowards in this life that they would never stand up for their woman. And I can tell you this, they wouldn't be my man.
So
Will is all right in my book.
Let me interject. Number one, I don't think it has to do with being a wife and somebody protecting her. I think a man should protect a woman in general, as well as a woman should protect a man. You know how they always have those memes talking about when you go out to eat, your man says his food is not right or something, and you gonna stand up and you gonna make sure that his food get right. That in a sense is a woman making sure that her man is straight. I don't think it has to be a wedding ring in order for a man to protect a woman. I think this whole protect black women and only if it's your wife, to me that's ignorance.
I don't think that. that, but I think that there is some distinction. And when I say your wife, this is somebody that you have committed to, that you are living a life with. Like, your girlfriend, that don't necessarily mean that y'all are living a life of building anything together.
But then if it's your girlfriend, you should still stand up for your girlfriend. So no, she doesn't have, that could be your fiance. Y'all could be on y'all way to that. So it doesn't, you don't have to have a ring for a man to show you that he can protect you. And number two, for me, why is violence the first thing? Like, okay, I get it. Meet disrespect with disrespect. The same way he sat down and he said, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. He could have kept that same energy instead of walking up on stage to hit somebody. Are we children? You get mad that somebody says something and then you go and hit somebody. That's your first response to hit somebody? It doesn't have to be.
Damn right.
It doesn't have to be disrespect, but you as a grown man should be able to control your emotions. Number three, I would not want my man to go and hit somebody just because they said something about me. What if this person, let's forego the Academy Awards stage. You are on the street with somebody in a public setting. And this man disrespects, if we're going to say disrespect, because all he said was G.I. Jane. It's the buzz cut. So I get it. Alopecia is the thing. I have someone close to me who has alopecia. So if somebody says something about her, yes, I would want to have a conversation with them. But so I'm going to go and hit them. Okay, so you're in a public setting. And this person, you go and you say, hey, bro, my wife this, or you go and smack him. He pull out that tool and he starts shooting. So you're excited that your husband stood up for you and he's dead now? That to me is ignorance, because why, if we're going to say violence is not the answer and we should protect black women, black men, why are we now saying that it's okay to hit somebody because they said something you didn't like? Like, how old are we? Like, you can't even control yourself enough to have a conversation and say, see me after the stage, see me after this, or don't talk, keep my wife's name out your effing mouth, but you gotta go up there and hit somebody? Like, how old are we?
So, I'm gonna say a couple of things to that. I personally never said violence wasn't the answer. So let me say that, okay? I think that people try to act too grown, right? Like, yeah, I think that people try to act too grown.
What is too grown?
I'm gonna tell you. Wait a minute. Before I even get to that, let me just say,
don't we tell our kids to not put their hands on anybody?
Yes and no. But wait, I'm gonna tell you.
Go ahead. I'm gonna shut up.
You're gonna make me forget. So I want to say this: that one, before we are anything, we are human. Right, so my reaction may not be your reaction.
Facts.
But that's the problem with comedians and everybody else, and people having their own opinions. You may have an opinion that because somebody says something you don't like, you shouldn't hit them. But Angela is not Anitra, so you are not in my mind. You are not me, I am not you. And so that's the problem. We have to be prepared. Because you don't know what somebody else is going through. You don't
Facts.
Know what's on their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody don't deal with things the same way.
Facts.
So I feel like me being me, right? You've known me for a long time, so you know that I'm going to run it. I'm going to say whatever I want to say. But I'm also the type of person that's prepared, because I might be the one to slap a bitch. I might be. That might be me to slap somebody, depending on the situation. So I'm never going to say that I'm too grown for anything. As I've grown older, yes, I have matured. I haven't had a fight in a long time. I don't anticipate having a fight, because I can walk away. But there are certain situations, Angie Mae, that I can tell you that I will lose my shit, that I'm not thinking about any of the rational stuff that you just said. I am thinking about, you're not going to play with so-and-so in my face.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though I know that you can handle yourself, right? Let's say we were out somewhere and somebody got disrespectful with you. You know that I am very protective and possessive over my people. So probably before you could even open your mouth, I would probably say something. And people really aren't going to probably like, in a situation like that, what I have to say. They might be like, well, goddamn, this girl real disrespectful. They may want to slap my ass. But that's okay. They could try, because I'm going to slap them back. I'm not Chris Rock. Then the next thing is, I think that when I say that people try to be too grown, is that right there, right? That whole keep your hands to yourself. Yes, okay, we don't have to go around hitting people. We don't. We don't. We can handle situations with our words and all of that stuff. However, so I don't care what anybody says. There are some situations where some people need to be slapped. God damn it.
You got to practice restraint.
You need to shut their mouth. If you can't handle somebody responding to what you said, then you need not say it. You can't just, there are consequences to everything. Just like there could have been consequences to Will making the decision he did, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm not saying that we are free from consequences from the actions that we take, right? All I'm saying is that a lot of people are prepared for those consequences for the actions that they take.
Well, based on Will Smith's, based on his demeanor after he slapped him when he turned around and didn't look back, he knew that ain't nothing else was going to happen. So, but.
And he was also prepared, I'm sure, that if Chris Rock was like, okay, I'm going to hit him back, I'm pretty sure Will was like, okay, my nigga, I'm from West Philly.
Baby, Will was not concerned. He knew ain't nothing was going to happen. He just knew.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Anytime you spit on somebody, you hit somebody, or you do something to somebody, you turn around and walk away and don't look back, to me, you a whole nother level type of person. Because I would be like making sure ain't nobody about to do nothing because I just won't be on guard. But baby.
Agreed.
Baby.
I feel like man, I think that our problem in society, period, is that we want to police people too much with, oh, I wouldn't have did, or he could have did, or she should have did. We're not talking about things that come from straight up evil or killing people. Yeah, he put his hands on somebody. He bitch slapped Chris Rock. Like, he bitch slapped. He didn't punch him. Initially, I thought he punched him. Then he open hand slapped that ass. Okay. I don't care what anybody says. I truly don't. And I'm not condoning violence, but I'm not against it in certain situations either. I'm going to be clear on that. Okay? Because if somebody was to disrespect my mama, I'm going to lose my mind. I don't care about not putting your hands on people. I don't care who it is, especially if it was a man. Girl, I would pick up something and knock his ass out. You're not going to disrespect my mama. If somebody was, oh God, Lord Jesus, a child or an adult tried to do anything to Taylor Christine, anybody who knows me know I'm going to lay that person low. Don't mess with my sister. Don't mess with my family.
Mm-hmm.
Do not mess with my family. In certain situations, I mean, I don't know. My hand's light. I'm sorry. You know, like I said, I try to, because I'm a business owner, because I am older, because I am a mother, and I have learned to practice emotional intelligence. I just also know for me that there are triggers. So I try to avoid situations where I know Anitra May is going to pop off.
Mm-hmm.
I try to avoid those situations, but sometimes, you know, it's what's necessary. And like what Amanda Seals, whatever her name is, had to say about, she sure Chris Rock didn't know. So that's like somebody saying, oh, your mama ugly. And the person says something about somebody mama. And then the person whips their ass. And it's like, oh, their mama is dead, whatever. And it's like, oh, I didn't know. So what? You didn't have to know. Keep so-and-so name out your mouth.
So
black men are not, don't play with nobody wife in their face. That's
so,
just period.
Here's my thing. So you're saying that a comedian, regardless of what setting or no matter the setting, he should never say anything about any wife, any mom, any... What is a comedian supposed to joke about if he's not supposed to joke about real life things? Because, again, I'm just going to point this out. All he said was G.I. Jane, and it's in reference to the buzz cut.
No, not that.
Jada has alopecia.
But that's the thing. So you are diminishing...
No, I'm saying where was the disrespect? It's not like he said, your wife over there sucking August Alsina dick. He didn't say that. He said, G.I. Jane has a new movie coming out. How is that disrespectful?
So what you are doing is saying how you would take it.
No, I'm stating a fact. I'm stating that he said...
It had nothing to do with a movie. Her hair has nothing to do with a movie.
G.I. Jane is a movie. Like, there's a movie called G.I. Jane where the woman has a buzz cut. So how is that not...
I know that.
How is that not? I mean, it's not. He said G.I. Jane. He didn't say August Alsina was over there eating your wife out and you ain't say nothing. He ain't say nothing. He said G.I. Jane movie is coming out.
So you don't get to pick and choose how people react.
I'm not diminishing it. What I'm saying is, it's a movie. So it's not like he said your wife is doing porn. I'm not diminishing it. What I'm saying is there's levels to it. If you're going to say he disrespected her wife, then as a comedian, what is not disrespectful? Because everything somebody has said, people have talked about Whitney Houston for years with the crack. That's disrespectful. That's an addiction. He said a movie title. He didn't say your wife got lost her hair. Your wife. He didn't do that. He said a movie title. And that to me.
Oh my God. Let me ask you a question then. Okay, wait a minute. Because this is the reason why I say you're diminishing. One, you don't get to tell me, it doesn't matter what somebody said, you don't get to tell me what's offensive to me.
And listen, I'm not telling him what you said was he disrespected his wife. So I'm talking to Anitra. I'm not talking about Chris. I'm not talking about Will. You said that what he said was disrespectful. So I, in turn, said, how was that disrespectful? It's a movie title. I'm not diminishing Will. I'm not diminishing Chris. I'm not diminishing Jada. I'm talking strictly to Anitra by saying, okay, how is so that disrespectful? That's it.
Okay, so it's disrespectful because, one, they deemed it disrespectful.
Two, who is they?
It's disrespectful. The people that Chris Rock was talking to, right? It was disrespectful to them because they deemed it disrespectful. I don't get to pick and choose what's disrespectful to other people. And he's making a reference to her hair, sensitive topic to
for
her.
For her, yes.
This is something that is hurtful for her.
For her,
so
yes.
He was right. So it don't matter what. This is what I think you and maybe other people are missing. It don't matter what Chris Rock's intentions were. It don't matter if he's joking and he's a comedian. Jada didn't find that funny.
She did not, and I don't disagree with that. What I'm saying is when I was talking to you, you said it was disrespectful. I saw the clip where Will started laughing, Jada smirked, and then she turned around and she started to frown a tad bit, this is not it, this ain't the move. So Will saw his wife's reaction, and then that's when he reacted. So I feel like Jada was like, okay, this is not the deal. And Will was like, oh, you feel disrespected? Let me go and handle this for you. Okay, fine, that's fine. But I'm saying, how was it disrespectful if he said a movie title? I'm not diminishing it. I know her situation. When people first
last night when I first saw it,
I said, oh, well, I can see how he feels like that because Jada has alopecia, because I pay attention to stuff. I know stuff. I'm not saying Chris Rock had to know that. But if a comedian, I'm not making excuses for nobody, but if I walk down the street and somebody say, oh, look at your edges, they bald or something, or whatever they choose to say, I'm supposed to in turn get mad because I feel disrespected and hit somebody? That to me, the crime and the punishment don't go. It don't fit. Like, it don't move. It don't move.
So, no. One, it's not the same. And two, again, I can't police your reactions. Angie Mae, we can all sit back and say, ooh, I wish I would have reacted this way. Ooh, I should have did this. I could have did that. But in the moment, because we are all human and have feelings and emotions, and it's easy to say what somebody else should have did, could have did, would have did, I would have did this, I would have did that. All of those things are easy. But we are all human and have feelings and have emotions. And other people don't get to police your reaction and tell you what's too much for you. Because, like, to me, that's like some audacity. There might be something that you say to me that I'm just like, okay, whatever. You may, in turn, say that same thing to somebody else, and they have a whole fit. Like, I can't believe you said that to me. People are different. We are all different, and we all receive things differently, and we all react differently. And we cannot police other people and tell them how they should react.
I agree wholeheartly. In the beginning of this episode, if you listen to it, I'll say that people are allowed to feel their feelings, and you cannot control how people react. my response and my debate comes from talking to you. I'm saying what I would have did and what Will could have done, what he could have done. Me saying what I would have done as an adult and what I expect others to do, because I don't expect that if your feelings are hurt that you're going to haul off and smack me just because I say something and it could be out of love. I could say something that's a trigger for you and I wouldn't even know it. And it's in the best intentions for me to say it, but just because you're triggered, you're allowed to hit me now? That's essentially what you're saying. Like, him being a comedian, he can't say what he want to say because somebody's wife is in the audience. That, to me, that no, don't even... You say his wife was present. You said talk about his own wife because Will, you don't disrespect him in front of his wife. That's what you said.
So this is what I'm saying, right? Okay, because everybody wants to talk about because of where it was at, right? This was not a comedy show. This was an award show.
But that's what they do at comedy shows. They roast people.
But he wasn't at a comedy show.
They were no, I said, award shows. That's what they do. They roast people at award shows. It's been happening for 40, 50, however long, Academy, Glow, all of these. They roast people. That's what they do. It doesn't matter if it's, I say he's a comedian. It does not matter if he's at a comedy show or what. He's a comedian. He's hosting the award show. So he's going to crack jokes, especially if you're on the front row. You're an easy target. I've been to comedy shows. I've been to open mic nights. I've been to plenty of things. And I sit on the front row with a dude. And then they're like, oh, y'all dating? You know, and that comes with the territory. I'm supposed to get mad and go haul off and hit somebody because he said something. Like, that is to be expected. And Will comes from a comedy background, so why wouldn't he? Well, his apology did say, you know, it comes with the territory, but to leave my wife out of it, which, okay, he's standing up for his wife. I have absolutely no problem with that. I would want my man to stand up for me as well, but I don't need my man to be short-handled enough to want to haul off and hit somebody just because they said something. I don't need you to have that kind of energy. You can stand up and you can assert your manhood or whatever you want to call it, and you can stand up for me, but you ain't got to haul off and hit people because you feel a type of way. Like, what kind of... No. And I call that too grown if you want to, but I mean, as an adult, I'm not walking around hitting people just because now, okay, now I can get a charge against me. So now I'm gonna go do some time, or I'm gonna spend some money. And you think I'm about to spend money and time on somebody like that? For what? I can control my emotions. I can. That's just me.
That's you. That wasn't, I mean, I agree with you to an extent, and only to an extent, because I hate when anybody feels that they have the right to police my reactions. You don't get to tell me what's too much. You don't get to tell me that whatever, whatever. Because for me personally, like, even if I was to slap somebody and they would say, oh, I'm pressing charges, Anitra's going to take that. Well, I feel like, damn, I wish I wouldn't have slapped them. I probably would feel like, damn, I wish they didn't press charges. I should have slapped their ass hard enough, harder, or something, or whatever. Because no doubt I did something, whatever it was, I felt like it was justified for me. Mm-hmm. And that's enough for me. Like, I don't do anything good, bad, or indifferent to care what anybody else's opinion is of that thing. If I'm responding to something, if I'm reacting to some kind of hurt or injustice or disrespect, I mean, I don't know. And I also feel like, right or wrong or whatever, like I said, everybody is so grown, so all of this stuff or whatever. Ninjas in the hood, and I ain't talking about people shooting nobody or none of that stuff or whatever, have handled situations like this the same way forever. You disrespect somebody, mama, you disrespect somebody, woman, wife, girlfriend, whatever it is, they gonna hem your ass up and they gonna put you in check real quick and you not gonna do that shit no more. That's, people have handled situations like that forever, and nobody pressed no charges, nobody shot nobody, because men understand that you can't disrespect, and that's what the people who were disrespected, what they deem disrespect, not what other people deem, it was okay, and he just said this, and he just said that, or it was a comedian. So, effing what?
So, essentially, people shouldn't say anything about anybody, and if I walked up to you and smacked you, you just have to be prepared for that, because I can put my hands on anybody at any time because I feel like it. That's essentially what you're saying.
if that's how you take it, but also understand that there are consequences for everything. So people can say whatever they want to say, but understand that there are consequences and that you don't know what that person's mental state is or whatever else they are going through. So you have to be mindful of who you say, what you say to who. And if you are going to be the kind of person that go around slapping people, you have to be prepared for people to slap you back or call the law on you. Like, I'm not saying we are free from consequences.
Well,
I'm
when you make a statement that says some people are too grown, it's just that people know how to handle their emotion. It has nothing to do with being too grown.
Nope. I don't believe that.
Okay, so like I was saying, it has nothing to do with being too grown. If I choose to not put myself in a situation that will put me in jail, then that's my choice, and call that too grown if you want. If I choose not to want my man to just go hauling off and hitting somebody in order to show that he's protecting me, I would not want to go and bail my man out because he was quote unquote protecting me. There's a way to assert yourself. There's a way to express yourself. There's a way to talk to people and put them in check. And violence is never the answer. At the end of the day, that's my point. My point is you don't have a right to put your hands on nobody. I don't care how immature you may be or how too grown you may be. You don't have to put your hands on people. And that's my stance. That's why I don't care if Chris Rock was a comedian, if he's a father, if he's a husband. I don't care if Will Smith is a deadbeat dad, if he's a great husband, a bad husband. Don't put your hands on nobody, plain and simple. And that's my standpoint. Call me too grown if you want. I'll take that badge and wear it, because at the end of the day, nobody can ever say that Angela just put her hands on people. Angela out here wilding out. Angela fly off. No, because that's not me. And I'll be too grown to say I'm not interested in doing time for nobody. It ain't worth it. It's never worth it. And never going to be worth it. Because I enjoy my freedom. And that's me.
I agree. I absolutely agree with that. But for me, I am pro-choice in everything. Like, people making choices for themselves and responding how they see fit. And like I said, there are consequences for everything, right? And some people are able to think rationally and say, I have too much to lose to do this,
right?
So I'm not going to do this. Some people are not able to pull themselves out of that, and some people feel like, fuck it, I'm just going to take that lick. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is that I think that it is a situation that could have been handled a lot of different ways.
Yes, many factors.
But I think that and I mean, it comes with the territory for comedians, for social media these days, that everybody's going to have their two cent and everybody's going to have, you know, all their stuff to add to it. But I just think that some of the stuff that people are adding to it is ridiculous. Like, I'm okay with people saying Will didn't have to hit him. Okay, that's cool. That's your opinion. That's how you feel. I'm okay with people even you saying that, okay, Chris Rock is a comedian. That comes with the territory. That's what he does. All I'm saying is that there is no action that is free of a reaction.
A consequence. I get it. I agree.
There are consequences to everything, and so be it. If Chris Rock had to be the one that caught Will hands, because Will was like... I'm tired.
I'm motherfucking tired. Yes.
With my wife.
Yes.
Y'all don't play with my wife too much or whatever, and somebody got to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, boom, bam, pow, Chris Rock had to be the one to get it.
Yeah.
On
I agree.
TV. But also, if anybody saw Chris Rock's apology, first of all, he refused to press charges, did not press charges against Will. And he apologized to them.
I heard that was that as of about an hour ago that Chris Rock has not apologized. That's a false statement going around.
I'm gonna have to reread it and see then or whatever.
Yeah, it was posted by Chris somebody, and it was like from a Facebook page, and it said like it was Chris PR team or something. But that's not an actual statement. That's what I heard when I saw online as of an hour ago before I started recording. That was. Will did put out a statement, but as of right now, Chris Rock has not. Chris Rock did say that he's not pressing charges, but he has not put out a statement because he doesn't feel like he needs to apologize. As of an hour ago, like I said, that's what I heard.
Well, either way, I feel like the reason this situation even happened is because people put too much of their own shit on other people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yes, these people are celebrities and all of that stuff. And, you know, it comes with the territory. Everybody's going to have something to say. But I think that sometimes people just say too much. We're just too fascinated with these people and want to put our opinions and thoughts and all of that stuff on these people. And that's why that pressure was built up on
Will.
Mm-hmm. And he had to go and slap the piss.
You know, I think that it makes for great conversation. I think it's great topics to have. That could shed light on something for somebody who didn't look at a certain perspective. I'm not invested in any of their lives. I'll see anything that I see online. Like, I saw that she posted that she had alopecia and she didn't shave her hair by choice or something to that effect. I saw that, so I knew that. I heard about the August Alsina stuff with Will and all that from back in the day. I heard about that. But I'm not invested, but it's a topic. And I'm like, I have stuff to say because I really do feel like violence is not the answer. I really do feel like if you hit somebody and walk away, you a bad motherfucker. That's what I feel. And I wanted to share that. So I think that is great topics, though. Mm-hmm.
I have a question for you. So there is no situation, not one situation where you would hit somebody, not one.
Well,
I'm not talking about... if somebody come and hit you.
No, because no.
If somebody hits you, you got to defend yourself. Right. God damn it.
No.
But, I mean, there's no situation?
No. As I was saying prior to you getting on here, I was telling everybody how I've had a conversation with men. And as I'm sitting there talking to them and I'm trying to get them to understand what I'm saying, I want to actually punch them in their face to make them understand. But would I do that? No, I would not. But I cannot say that there's ever been a situation where I wanted to actually hit somebody. Besides that, because I would have legit, if I felt comfortable enough with myself to punch somebody and feel okay afterwards, I would have probably punched them in their face. But I can't think of a situation and or a scenario where I would want to hit somebody and it be warranted. I just can't picture it. Now, if it's a certain man, you know, I probably, but you know, violence ain't the answer. It ain't the answer. But no, but I can't think of anything. I can't think of anything. I really can't. I don't think I've allowed people to piss me off that much that it would, you know, cause that reaction out of me. But anything is possible. And like you said, if I did that, I would have to be prepare for the consequences, because he could haul off and hit my ass back, and then we'd be two fighting somebodies, and somebody gonna end up where they ain't supposed to be.
Well,
I'm gonna have to cut that part out.
I would not tell a lie and say I've never, you know, hit anybody. I'm not gonna tell a lie and say that, because, you know, it depends on the situation. I think that shooting people is extreme. We should not shoot people. But sometimes you got to beat people up. You have to. You have to beat people up. I mean, seriously, Angie Man, I'm not talking about, like, gang violence and, like, smashing people's heads into the ground, like, killing people or whatever, because, no, we should not take a life. Like, I cannot understand, can't get with that. I'm not shooting anybody, mm-hmm. even my worst enemy. I hope that I would never have to shoot anybody. I don't want to ever take a life.
Yes, Lord,
nothing
no.
Nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
But slapping a bitch? Angie May, I mean, that's what I say, like, when people are like, oh, we too grown. I mean, like, girl. This could be, a lot of people might hear this and be like, girl, your friend is crazy. Ooh, girl, your friend, she's immature for saying that, or she crazy, whatever the situation may
be. She walks in
be.
It, though.
But absolutely owns it, and I'm okay with it. This is me. This is me. Because somebody may have gotten to you, may have done something to you, and you may let them slide, mm-hmm. you may let them get away with it. And then they push you to that point where you just have to pop them. And I'm telling you, the relief and all the tension that leaves your body after you have gone ahead and just popped the shit out of them, it feels good. It feels good.
You yes. know what, Anitra May? I'm going to take your advice. I'm going to try it one good time, because I'm up to here. I'm up to here with somebody. And if I...
Go ahead, girl.
If I do it, then maybe it'll bring it down to here and I could deal with some more. That's what I'm gonna do.
You can get it out. And you can just go ahead and get it out. Because I'm not, y'all. It's a release, okay? We go to the gym. I mean, it's a physical release, just like with any kind of other exercise. And we're talking about emotions and endorphins and all of this stuff or whatever. It's the same thing. It is the exact same thing. A feeling of euphoria may come over you. You just may have to. When people say, oh, you're not going to feel good afterwards, that's a lie. That's because they have never gone ahead and just got it out, because you feel euphoric afterwards. You feel good after you done slapped somebody who done tried to play with you in your face.
Bruh.
Like, you feel good, okay? He needed to get rid of that tension. And Chris, it may not. Like I said, I'm just not going to dissect the whole situation or whatever. And maybe it wasn't warranted for Chris Rock. And like you said, and like a lot of people said, this could have been geared towards a whole bunch of people, mm-hmm. right? But I can promise you, if it had not been on Oscar night, if it had not been his moment, right?
Right.
I promise you that the tears that will probably cry, because he got so upset, like you said, that he let somebody get to him that much, mm-hmm. where he had to go and slap somebody. But if it had not been that scenario and he had to slap the piss out of Chris Rock, I promise you, you saw that the look on Will's face when he was leaving off the stage, like he would have kept that euphoric feeling. He would have kept that, I slapped him, yeah. He would have kept that feeling, because sometimes you have to get that shit out. And sometimes words ain't going to do justice. Don't talk about my wife. That ain't going to make you feel good after you done just embarrassed my wife on national TV. And then I got to wait to pull you behind the stage and say, hey, bro, that wasn't cool. That ain't going to make you feel good. That ain't going to make Jada feel good. She feel bad. You done talked to him, but he done already did it. He mm-hmm. already did the damage.
Right.
But in the moment, and let's just say even with words, like he told him, you know, keep my wife's name out your effing mouth or whatever. Like, you have to address things in the moment.
Oh, yeah,
but
absolutely.
But getting a good slap off? But no, getting a good slap off?
No, you can address it in the moment. I think if he would have led with, and I guess this is me telling him how he should have handled it, but if he would have led with keep my wife's name out your effing mouth the first time, and then if Chris Rock would have kept on, then it would have been a problem. But I think that, like we talked about earlier, like you mentioned earlier, you don't know what people are going through. You don't know how many times Will probably wanted to stand up and say something since the August situation, and then people coming out. And it just, it was time. Some people have a gasket, and sometimes it blows. You can't control. You can't, yes, you do have, you can't control that. But I also think, and you know, I'm coming from a standpoint of, like I've talked about before, that meme that I saw that said, if someone can get you out of your character, it's because you're off balance with yourself or whatever that is, that I just kind of live by that now. And it's like, yeah, I shouldn't allow you to get me out of my character. And now I'm not going to let you disrespect me, because I'm going to not necessarily command my respect. You're going to respect me. And if you do something in a moment that's disrespectful to me, my problem is, and I don't think it's a problem, or maybe it's a good problem to have, is that in certain situations, I address it in a moment. And as of like a couple of days ago, and I'll tell you more about this when we get off the phone, there was a situation that happened and I was like, okay, that's your response? Bet. And I left it at that. Come back days later trying, no, I'm good. You said what you said, and I'm gonna move forward from there. I can allow myself to remain being disrespected or whatever the case may be, or I can address it. That's your response. That's how you move it. And then I move in a totally different direction. So, you know, it's twofold, and you know, it really depends on the mental capacity of the person, their emotional intelligence, and how they operate and how they react to certain things. But I think at the end of the day, it was a great conversation. I really do believe that, you know, a lot of people would, they have so many different opinions online. I've seen so many today and I'm like, I don't want to see it, because I want to give my own opinion and I don't want to be swayed by seeing what somebody else had to say. And so I just hurry up and got online and talked about my initial ones. And it wasn't as deep. It was just kind of like, you know, blah, 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 blah. But with you, we got deep. So it's like, I think it's a great, you know, a great topic and a great conversation to have.
But you know what I realized, though, be based on, you know, this conversation or just, like, all the things that I read from when I initially saw it, is that people cannot handle other people living in their truth, right? Like what you just said, like, okay, somebody's emotional intelligence and all of this stuff or whatever. Like I said, I come from the school of slap a bitch. All right. And I'm okay with that, right? Like, I would, you know me. So, although I wouldn't with just, like, you know, regular people or, like, if I was getting into it with somebody. Like, it's different when you and I are talking or we're doing something for a podcast or whatever. But, like, I'm not going to defend myself to people or whatever. But if it came down to it, you know, I would defend myself and how I feel to the death.
Yeah.
Like, to the absolute depth in that I am, and I have this kind of conversation with Mike all the time, and he's a person that likes to tell people how they should react, how they should respond, or that your reaction wasn't cool to something, or just because you feel a way, you can't do a certain thing. Mm-hmm. And people cannot deal with people feeling like, one, I don't have to justify my actions to anybody, and that I'm okay with how I responded. That I'm okay that you don't like that I slapped so-and-so. I'm okay that you don't like it. I'm also okay that you think it's wrong or that you shouldn't handle situations like that. Like, I'm okay with it because I feel like that's what I needed to do and what I wanted to do, and that just because you feel like it was a bad choice, it don't matter to me. And people feel like, you know, like, hindsight, you're supposed to always, in all situations, like, sit back and think, oh, I should have handled it differently. But what if you were okay with how you handled it in the first place?
And I
like,
can,
every situation.
Yeah, I'll stand behind that. That's what I, somebody who has done something and they feel comfortable with what they did, they stand behind that. I am 100% okay with it. Like, Will came out with an apology and he realized what he did in the moment. But for somebody like yourself, you've already probably thought out the scenario, thought out the consequences, thought out the repercussions, and you're okay with what happens or what could happen after the fact. And I appreciate people who stand in it.
But even notice with Will's apology, he didn't apologize to Chris. He didn't even apologize for slapping him. He apologized to the Academy and to the nominees because he didn't want to take away for their moment. He did not apologize.
He apologized to Chris.
After the fact?
Yeah, he said to Chris, he said to Chris, I apologize. Something, you know, I hold on, let me see.
On the awards?
No, on his Instagram 5 hours ago, it said, I would like to publicly apologize to you, Chris. I was out of line and I was wrong. I was embarrassed and my actions were not indicative of the man I want to be.
I feel like that makes me mad, probably.
Anitra May. Oh, my Lord. Anitra May.
I'm sorry.
Y'all ought to see her face. We're on the phone. You ought to see her face. She's like, now, Will, why the did you go? She looking like, first of all, sir. No, you should have smacked him and stood in that because of what happened in the moment. It was warranted.
You stand in that shit. Like, don't make nobody force you to apologize or PR people or because of all the naysayers. Like I said, wrong or right, there have been plenty of things that I probably have been wrong about, right? Excuse me. Or not even wrong about, I take that back, that other people felt like, oh, was wrong. And it could have been several people who thought that it was wrong. I'm not one of those people who swayed by other people. If I change my mind, if I change my stance on something, or if I come back and apologize for something, even after listening to people or whatever, it's because I really feel like, damn, okay, that was the wrong move. Mm-hmm. That wasn't okay. And because I truly feel sorry. Maybe Will absolutely does, but I'm not a person that's swayed by people saying, oh, no, that's wrong. You shouldn't have did that. You shouldn't have did this. Whatever. Man, if that's what I felt like I needed to do or wanted to do, okay, you can feel like it's wrong, but you can also tell somebody else because once I done did it and I done said, okay, I'm okay with it, that's it.
Right.
That's enough. because it ain't gonna change nothing, you know.
Right.
But oh, Will, I hope that's truly how he feels, and that he just wasn't swayed, or that nobody made him do that.
Mm-hmm.
But a man ain't never wrong, regardless of his method. A man ain't never wrong for standing up and defending his wife. And I know you were like, you know, girlfriend, whatever. And all of those things are fine, but I think that there is a clear line between wife, even fiance, and girlfriend, and all of that stuff, or whatever. And the reason I say that is because, you know, that's a serious relationship, right? You know that this is that person's family. I don't know many people, men or women, who are going to let somebody play with their family. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to play with them in my face. In my face?
So if you went on a date with a man and somebody disrespected you in his presence, you don't expect him to stand up and say anything for you because you're not his wife. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
You said there's a clear line. So if this is somebody, right, this is a first date, what do you expect him to do as a man to show you that he can protect you as a man? Like, as a woman, you don't have to be his wife for there to be some type of protection. When you say there's a clear line, you know, from a different, there's a difference basically if that's his wife. But what if it's just in, you're in a woman's presence and somebody disrespect her? You're not obligated to stand up and say or do something?
No, you're definitely not obligated. But this is what I'm saying. I think that you're taking it wrong. Protect black women, protect women, period, at all costs. But when I say his wife, this is what I mean. We know that there's a relationship there. We know, like, there is no wondering. I just see a man with a woman. I'm not clear on their relationship. I know that this is this person's wife. I know that this is her husband. So in my mind, I know for sure she don't play about him and he don't play about her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just meaning like that, that we know that there is a definitive, absolute, 100% something there. Because if you don't know the people, or if you don't know the situation, that leaves room for speculation. Shit, he might play about her. If it's the first date, he not invested, he might be like, I don't even fucking know that girl like that, so I ain't gonna say nothing. But if this is your wife or your husband, you expect, they know you. They know your triggers. They know what hurts you. They know, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a difference. I'm not saying that you shouldn't, because it's just your girlfriend or it's just your fiance, you shouldn't stand up for them or protect them. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying that you know for sure, that this is this person's husband, mm-hmm, or their wife. And I don't know many husbands and wives who would allow that. But I do know some people who might just be talking to Jimmy. They just started dating, or they're in a relationship, but it ain't that serious. I'm like, I ain't about to go through all that for him. He can handle himself. I have seen men say,
mm-hmm,
oh, she can handle herself.
So then it's kind of like protect black women and protect women with limitations. That's kind of essentially what it is.
That's not what I'm saying at all. If
you're on a first date and it's like, well, he could protect himself or she could protect, then it's like, yeah, protect yourself. But
I've seen people say that. No, I'm not saying that that's right. I'm saying that I know people who believe those things, but I don't know anybody who feels that way about their husband or wife. Mm-hmm. Is my point. I know for sure that there have been situations and people who have done those things. Like, I don't really know her like that. I don't really know him like that. So I'm not going to, you know, get into this situation. But I know for sure that if somebody plays with another man's wife, then it's going to be a situation.
So, and that goes into a whole nother conversation, because you can't disrespect a man's wife, but he can disrespect her by cheating on her and, you know, doing all this other stuff. So it's not actually protect black women, because it's just in a situation where somebody else is, you could disrespect your wife, but if somebody else is disrespecting her, then it's like, yeah, no, you can't do that. Because we know that men don't 100% respect every aspect of a woman. But if it comes to defending her, I guess what you're, you know, protect black women is a thing, but it doesn't apply on all levels. And that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. But
okay, I was about to say, because I wasn't getting into all of that, but I guess that's true, because it's the same thing, like, say, sisters, for instance, or even friends. Like, we may go at it like cats and dogs, or, you know, me and my sister may go at it like cats and dogs or whatever.
But you're not going to talk about it. I'm not going to let nobody else. Yeah, facts.
You can't play with us. So I guess it's the same thing, because that's just how family is. But that's not, none of that is what I was saying. All I was saying is don't play with somebody's husband, don't play with somebody's wife. That's all I was saying. Is that people may not ride for girlfriend, somebody they dating, the same as somebody's gonna ride for their husband or their wife. That's it.
Well, because see, me, when I hear that, I'm like, so is it really protect black women? And if there's stipulations to it, but, you know, I mean, that's the world we live in. There's one side of the grass, there's the fence, and then there's the other side of the grass. And it can go any which way the wind blows, depending on a topic. If the topic is defend black women, then it's going to be, okay, we're on this side of the grass. If it's, okay, I can disrespect my woman, I can hit her and put my hands on her or talk about it, but nobody else can do it. So it's not protect black women, it's not defend your wife. You know, it's like, it's a large topic. But I think that it was very interesting. And I always love it when you and I get together and have these debates, because it's highs and lows, it's ebbs and flows. And it's always interesting because Anitra's mind is very vast and narrow at the same damn time, because Anitra's like, no, because I'm not going to apologize for it. And then, you know, I'm just kind of like, you know, the mild-mannered one, the one who's like, well, logically, you know, if I'm speaking rationally, you know, that type of deal. So it's always a great conversation with you, because your mind is absolutely amazing, and you're very opinionated and very, very, I love it. So thank you so much, Anitra May. Yeah, and I was so confused.
I was like,
how could you? What you was like? Oh, I disagree, and I'm like, wait, what? Like, what? Yes, Lord. And I got here, and I was like, man, I don't feel like recording. And I did like 16 minutes, and I called you. You didn't call back. I mean, you didn't answer, and then you called back, and now we're at 1 hour and 10 minutes. So,
God, don't,
Lord. I don't know how we got here, but here we are. Thank you so much, though, Anitra May, for welcome, jumping on this topic with me. This was fun, as per usual.
As usual.
Anything you want to say before we get off?
If y'all find it necessary to slap somebody, slap them. Don't hit people. Listen to Angie May. Don't listen to me. Look, I'm not going to bail you out of business. So don't listen to me.
I was just about to preface it by saying no violence, Anitra May, but you hadn't already said it.
Yeah, don't listen to me, because I got me, but I don't have you. So don't listen to me. Don't hit people.
And don't hit Anitra, because she's going to hit your back.
Who am I? I'm going to take it way too far. I'm going to hit you, your mama, and your children. Don't hit me.
Oh, my goodness.
I love y'all.
Bye, girl.